verses 11 through 15. And I had to borrow the pastor's spectacles because I forgot mine. I think my eyes might be worse than his. Yeah, I can read it. Yep. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. And that is our main text for this morning. And here's Pastor Storm to give a message.
Amen. Amen. You know, this passage of Scripture, how many of you have ever heard of Awana? Have you ever heard of Awana? Now, did you notice that passage of Scripture? You had to have that passage of Scripture memorized to get your Timothy Award. That was one of the passages of Scripture that you had to have to get your Timothy Award. And I remember, I don't memorize Scripture very well, but I fought and fought and fought and fought and fought, but I finally got through it, and I did get my Timothy Award. But all right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct everything that we do and say here, that be for your honor and your glory. We love you. We thank you for what you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't need my glasses. I can't even believe it. You know, one thing nice about using my Surface, I can make the real big. You know, in fact, I can make it big enough you can see out there. But anyway, tonight I want to talk about God's grace. This morning, in this morning's message, I mention God's grace over and over again. Tonight I want to look at God's grace. What is God's grace? You know, there's a lot of times that people say, well, why was it that God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die in our place? You know, why was it that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son to die in our place? Well, you know, why is it that some people are going to spend eternity in heaven and others are going to spend eternity in hell? You know, there are those who believe that the only chosen ones are going to spend eternity in heaven, and there are those who believe that not everyone will have the same opportunity to accept Christ as their personal Savior, and they are called the elect. Now, I don't believe in Calvinism, and I don't believe in that. I believe that everyone has the same opportunity to accept or reject the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Now, I want every one of us has a chance to get God's grace or his unmerited favor. This grace none of us deserve to have, but he has made it available to each of us. In Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." God's grace is a free gift given by God to everyone who will receive it. Now, but what exactly is God's grace all about? You know, there's some things which God's grace does, and I want to take and I want to share those with you tonight for just a little bit. And I'm not going to be real long. I won't be over an hour. But then we have our business meeting afterwards and everything. So don't worry about it. We'll be home by midnight. But the first thing is this. God's grace brings salvation. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. You know, that's the first part of what we read. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. The grace, God's unmerited favor, something God has given to us that we don't deserve to have. By God's grace, we are allowed to have salvation. You know, we can't buy it, we can't earn it, we can't trade it in for something. You know, no one can give it to us, no one can do it for us. We need to accept God's grace, the salvation, on our own. I can't go to God and say, God, I want to be saved for Norm. I can't do that. He has to do that himself. Not only that, but, you know, I can't go to God with billions of dollars like maybe Bill Gates is going to try to do and say, you got to let me into your heaven. I've got all this money. You can't do that. You know, I can't ask for someone else's salvation who has died and was not saved. I can't say, well, I want to take and I want to give him my salvation. You can't do that. He was supposed to accept the Lord while he was living. In order for us to receive the grace of God that God has for us in this salvation, we need to understand some things. Number one, that we're all sinners. We need to understand that we're all sinners, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. We need to understand there's a penalty for our sins, for the wages of sin is death. We need to understand that Jesus paid our penalty. In Romans 5:8, it says, but God commended his love towards us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then we need to accept him as Lord and Savior of our life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord might be saved. Shall be saved. It's a for sure thing. If we ask, he will give it to us. You know, if people could only understand that it's not by what we can do that will give us God's grace, but it's what Jesus has already done on the cross that gives us grace. You know, it's by what God did for us and gave us that we can have eternal life. After all, John 3:16 says what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not what? Perish, but have what? Everlasting life. You know, God's grace then, the second thing is this. God's grace hath appeared to all men. It's appeared to everybody. Now, God's grace and the very existence of God has appeared to everyone. But what about the people who live in the backwoods of Africa and those who say they've never heard of God? What about those who don't want to know Jesus, who Jesus is? You know, he still appears to them. He still appears to them. You know, what about the fool who says no God? You know, God shows himself to everyone by the heavens. God shows himself to everyone by nature itself. In Psalms 33:6, it says, by the word of God, of the Lord, were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. You know, God's grace did not only appear to Abraham, Moses, David, Daniel, Peter, and Paul. You know, God's grace did not only appear to the Jews, but it also appeared to the Germans, the English, the Irish, and the Dutch. You know, God's grace of salvation has appeared to every color, creed, and race upon the face of the earth. There's no limited atonement. What limited atonement means is some get saved, some don't. You know, there is no limited atonement. Everyone has the same opportunity to get saved. In 1 John 2:2, it says, and he said, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. God wants all to be saved. He does not want anybody going to hell, but he wants everybody to be saved. You know, anyone can be saved. Whosoever will may come. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, it's not God's plan that anyone should go to hell. That's not his plan. His plan is for everyone to go to heaven. God did not make hell for man. Did you know that? Hell was made for the fallen angels. That's who hell was made for. I think I just broke my thumb. But through God's grace, he made a way that each of us can have eternal life. Each and every one of us can have eternal life. The only reason people will be in hell is because they did not take the free gift of salvation. You know, I know an awful lot of people who I've talked to about the Lord gave the plan of salvation to, and they said, no, I don't want to get saved. Well, they're going to spend eternity in hell. You know, God's grace brings salvation. God's grace has appeared to all men. The third thing is this: God's grace teaches us. In Titus 2:12, it says, teaching and denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. You know, God's grace teaches us through the Holy Spirit. The very moment that we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the Holy Spirit enters in. He is our comforter. He is the one who shows us what's right and what's wrong. The Holy Spirit teaches us right from wrong. He teaches us the things of God's Word. He keeps us on the straight and narrow. And not one of us deserve to have the Holy Spirit. Not one of us. There's not one of us in here who should, on their own merit, have the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't. We can't have it. Because if we don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot have the Holy Spirit. Now, it is God's grace which allows us to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You know, each of us need teaching. I want you to listen to these four things real carefully. And you tell me if I'm wrong. A child needs to be taught the beginning of life. A teenager needs to be taught the way of life. An adult needs to be taught to cope with life. And a senior needs to be taught about the afterlife. Now, is that true or not? I think that's very true. After all, we all need teaching. 2 Timothy 2:15 says what? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need teaching to keep us acceptable before an almighty God. It is only through God's grace that we can receive this teaching. You know, there are so many today that do not want to be taught the things of God because it will reveal what they are doing wrong. I'll say that again. There's a lot of people who don't like teaching today because it will reveal what they are doing contrary to God's word. You know, we need to be taught the things of God through the Holy Spirit so that we can always give an answer when we're asked by someone who has a question. You know, God's grace brings salvation. God's grace has appeared to all men. God's grace teaches us. And the fourth thing is God's grace gives us blessed hope. God's grace gives us blessed hope. But what is hope? Romans 8, 24 and 25 says, for we are saved by hope. For hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And, you know, that's so very true. If we know what's going to happen, why are we waiting for it? Why are we hoping for it? You know what I mean? If somebody would come through the doors right now and hand me a check for $1 million, I go, wow, praise the Lord. But would I hope for that $1 million? No, it's in my hands. Well, I might hope for it until I get it to the bank, you know what I mean? But what we need to realize is that at any moment, or at the very moment that we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, we could see what heaven was like, and we would want to go there. You know, a child at Christmas time has a hard time holding back, not going and opening up all the beautiful packages, doesn't he? You know, my mom used to get so mad at me because as I got older, I got wiser. And she would wrap things and put them underneath the tree. And I got to a point where I could unwrap them, see what it was, and then rewrap them again. And it looked pretty close to the way she did it. And she never once ever caught me. But, but you know, everybody wants to know what they're getting for Christmas. You know, when we go and buy a new home or a car, we want it right now. And we don't want to wait for it and Sometimes it takes longer for the paperwork than what we want. You know, we know for certain Jesus came to earth in the form of a man. We know for certain that he died on the cross. We know for certain that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. And we know for certain that he now sits at the right hand of God the Father. Because of his word, and his word is true, we have a blessed hope of his return. You know, we know that he died. We know that he was buried. We know that he rose again. We know that he's in heaven at the right hand of the Father. And we hope that he's going to come back real soon before this earth really gets bad. Amen? You know, because of his word is true, and we have the blessed hope of his return. 1 Corinthians 1:7 says, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to wait with excitement for the coming of the Lord. Colossians 3:1-4 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on the things above, not on the things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. But when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Wow. I put the but in there. But what we need to realize is that when he comes back, he's going to take us home with him, and we'll be home in glory. At one time, we were dead in our trespasses and sin. We realized our sin state. We understood the penalty for our sin. We believed that Jesus paid that penalty on the cross. We accepted him as Lord and Savior of our life. Then we have that blessed hope of his return. You know, Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You know, this is the blessed hope which God gives us. Jesus will return again, just as he said he would, and receive all those who have turned their lives over to him. In conclusion, God's grace brings salvation. God's grace has appeared to all men. God's grace teaches us. God's grace brings hope of his return. You know, if you're here tonight and you've never experienced God's grace through salvation, I want to give you an opportunity to become a child of God. You know, in the moment we're going to take and pray, and we're going to... And if you're not 100% sure that if you were to die right now, you could accept the Lord right now in your heart. You need God's grace. All of us need God's grace. Are you being taught by the Holy Spirit as you should be? And are you listening to what he's trying to tell you? You need to get to the altar tonight if you're not, and find out why. Why is it the Holy Spirit's not talking to me and speaking to me like he should? You know, maybe you're not looking for his blessed hope, and you're living your life for yourself and not for the Savior. Listen, maybe you need to come to the altar tonight and say, hey, you know what? I need to live my life for him. I need to live my life for what God wants me to be. You know, each and every one of us can very easily have God's grace. All we need to do is make sure that we're saved. We need to realize that he appears to all men, that he teaches us, and then he gives that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for this message of grace. I just pray, Lord, that you take and help us, guide us, and direct us. You know, maybe there's one here tonight that... doesn't know you as their personal Savior. Maybe there's someone watching tonight that's not sure if they're saved. All they need to do is realize that they're a sinner, that there's a penalty for their sin, that you paid the penalty on the cross for their sin. And you need to take and realize and help them to understand that they need to accept you as their Lord and Savior, that you died on the cross for their sin. And they need to just ask and ask you to come into their heart. Maybe there's someone here tonight that just isn't doing what they should. They're not walking the way they should. They're not talking. They're not doing the things that they should. Maybe tonight they would want to take and get down on their knees and just say, Lord, help me to be the Christian I need to be. Help us to always look for your blessed hope and glorious appearing. Father, we just got to keep looking up. Just pray now that you guide and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. We're going to start our meeting shortly. Very shortly. Amen? Huh? What? I didn't say anything. I thought it.